piping porridge. Here's to the biscuit tot. Here's to the java flowing like lava out of the coffee pot. Here's to the eggs and bacon. Here's to the waffles unique. And here's three rousing cheers for the best meal of the week. For it's Sunday morning, breakfast time, the time all men adore.
Hi, I'm John Jackson.
And I'm Greg Patent. And we're the food guys.
Is everything an apple pie order at your house?
apple pie order. Don't you just love apple pie? I love making apple pie. I love thinking about apple pie.
I have a good friend, Vesper. If she knows I'm coming over, she will bake an apple pie.
Oh, there's so many ways of baking an apple pie, and there's so many wonderful apple varieties we have now. You remember not terribly long ago, you go to the market, there'd be Granny Smith, Golden Delicious.
That would be about it.
And that would be it. And now we have at least a dozen different varieties. And then during the season, we have more coming in as the crop matures. Yeah.
The crop has really expanded exponentially.
Mm-hmm.
It's amazing. There's new varieties of apples now.
New varieties all the time.
Yeah.
There are over 7,000 apple varieties in the world. If we know a dozen of them, that's quite remarkable. A few years ago, Dorothy and I visited an apple horticulturist in Oregon. He grows 4,500 varieties. He took us on a tour of his orchard, and he had like one tree of every variety.
Well, this man has to be stopped.
He had starts of other trees, which he said he had not had time to plant. He was either late 70s or early 80s, and this guy was going strong.
See, I remember reading James Beard on apples, and he was talking about growing up in Oregon as he did, lamenting the fact that the multiple varieties of his youth were long gone because of that circumstance that you were just talking about earlier. For some reason, they sort of vanished. We got into that one dominant crop.
New York was a huge apple-producing area early in our history. And once we migrated west, then Washington State became dominant.
The Midwest,
we have we got those. Things. There's more that comes from Washington than any other place.
The Honeycrisp and all those came out of Minnesota.
But now they're being grown everywhere.
They're being grown everywhere.
Apple pie. Let's talk about apples for apple pie. You definitely want to have at least one tart variety, and please don't just use one kind of apple in an apple pie. Use about three. Even the tart varieties are going to be different levels of tartness, so you could use three different tart varieties, for example. But I like to have a tart variety, a very nice, crisp tart variety. I like to have a sweet variety, but maybe have that as a minor component. And then I like to have something that is middle of the road in terms of firmness. McIntosh, for example, is a good apple for great flavor. But you don't want to have too much of it in a pie because it'll turn into applesauce.
Yeah.
That can be a good thing if there's a small amount of it because then it becomes like a binder for the other apples.
Yes.
But we have Cameo, Lady Apples,
apple.
Braeburns, Johnnigold, Gold Rush. See if there's a description of what are the characteristics of the apple, whether it's tart, sweet, what the texture is like, whether it's better to eat it out of hand. Fuji is a terrific eating apple. It is not a terrific cooking apple. It's great in salads. Yeah. It's great to eat out of hand, but then it becomes really bland. Honeycrisp is great to eat. I do not bake with Honeycrisp.
I wouldn't put it into a pie at all. You can make an applesauce out of it if you add something else to it in that applesauce. It's much too fibrous. It's not going to break down enough.
Cox's Orange Pippin is also good.
And there's some that just some of the early varieties like Sweet 16s, State Fair, those kinds of things. By themselves, I would say it's a little questionable to simply use one of those varieties because, as you say, it would turn to mush.
Yeah, the early season apples are not good cookers.
They make wonderful apples of one sort or another.
So then when you have your apples, probably 3 pounds.
No, I think you got to add a Northern Spy some sort, one of the derivatives of Northern Spies.
You can season it with not much sugar, a little bit of cinnamon if you want, a little bit of nutmeg.
So I'm looking at typical apple pie recipes, which often call for 3 or 4 or 5 pounds of apples that will go into this pie. I find that they want to put a cup or more of sugar.
You don't need that much.
That's way too much
sugar. No, you have to taste your apples. You have to taste to determine. I would say 3/4 of a cup of sugar for a big pie. 3 to 4 pounds of apples, 3/4 of a cup.
Yeah.
And then you'll need some cornstarch or flour, whatever works for you. The pastry is most important. So you can make either an all-butter crust, or you can do half butter and half vegetable shortening. I tend to do the half and half. And if you have lard...
Lard.
Half butter, half lard. And lard makes a fabulously flaky pastry. I do like a combination of butter and some other fat. Made in the ratio
bacon
of
drippings.
5 ounces of flour to 4 ounces of fat. 5 ounces of flour to 4 ounces of fat. So if you're measuring your flour by dipping your dry measure, dip it into the flour and level it off, that's 5 ounces. Mm-hmm. 2 cups plus 8 ounces of fat is enough pastry for a double crust pie, a 9-inch pie.
And then blend it in.
And you blend it in, and then you add a bit of salt, and then water. You'd need 6 to 7 tablespoons of ice water.
Yeah.
And then you toss in with a fork, and that's your double crust pie.
Just do it a little at a time until you get it to come together.
Yes.
And you've got your apple pie.
Yes.
It's time for you to think about what's going to happen next week on
The Food Guys. Da 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 da